Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review, where I review Joe Rogan's podcast, often with guests, sometimes on my own, depending on my schedule and what guests I can get a hold of. Today, I'm on my own, sadly, but it's a great one. MMA 51, Deontay Wilder. This conversation was fantastic because not that long ago, Tyson Fury was on Rogan's podcast before the fight. This podcast with Deontay Wilder, and these two fought for the heavyweight bout, boxing. Now, Deontay's on after the fight, so we get an interesting kind of comparison of these two people. Me, personally, I didn't have a lot of respect for Wilder before. I heard that he made some statements about wanting a body bag, like a dead person on his resume. And after listening to him on this podcast, I can tell that was just all showboating and just to scare his opponent and to sound like a badass. And I understand where that comes from. They're in the fight game, all right? He's going up against the toughest guys in the world. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I still think that it doesn't sound very good, and he should probably not keep saying it. But, you know, these guys are warriors. And if they can psych out their opponent just a little bit, knowing that this guy has one of the most brutal punches in the world, you know, it might give him a bit of an edge. And they need everything that they can because the margin for error is so small. And you saw that in the Tyson-Wilder fight. I mean, Tyson was winning. He was outboxing him until Wilder was able to smash him into almost the next universe. So, yeah, he's a huge hitting man. And he knocked Tyson out for what seems like longer than 10 seconds, but the fight was not over. That happened in the, I believe, in the 12th round. Shit, I should have remembered that, but I forgot. But I mean, an amazing fight. Definitely worth watching if you haven't seen it already, and even if you're not a big boxing fan. Deontay made the Olympics in a year and a half of training boxing, and he was the only boxer from the U.S. to medal that year. Now, to put that in perspective, if you think about any other Olympic sport, if someone had not trained it at all and then started training and was able to go and win a medal, he might be one of the best Olympic athletes for that ever. I think he won a bronze, and that's why they call him the Bronze Bomber, which is a really cool name. I like that a lot. Bronze for his medal, and bomber because he will knock your head off as fast as you can imagine. And this conversation with Joe really brought some humanity to him for me. And this is why I like the 3-hour stretch that Rogan does for his podcast and why I think it's so important for humanity. Not to overstate it, but it's really important to get this dialogue from these amazing people. This is the longest amount of time you hear. You know, all I'd ever heard is these 10-second, 1-minute snippets where he's just yelling at reporters. It doesn't tell you anything. He's hyped up. He's pumped. This time he was relaxed. Wilder sounded super chilled. Super chilled. He talked about his daughter being born with spina bifida. So he really went into boxing because couldn't go to school because other options for him were like play football, you know, or other power sports like that. And he would have had to go to college for it. And he needed to take care of his daughter. So he went into boxing. And that is just a beautiful story, you know. I mean, shit, that's more responsible than I am with fucking 100% of the shit that I do. I mean, I take my hat off to the man, you know, and he really cared about his family, talks about caring a lot about kids and wanting kids to do better. And, you know, he also spoke about how his grandmother said that he was, like, you know, in a way, a special child, a chosen child. And that gave him a lot of confidence, even though he didn't have a lot of opportunity. And he held on to that, and he held on to that tiny compliment to, in a lot of ways, give him the strength through these tough times to really pull himself out, which brings up an important point that sometimes if you're important to somebody else, or you play a mental role, or you're just older, you know, and you're having a bad day, the shitty things that you say to them, whether they be your kids, your grandkids, or just someone else that you know, you might say something shitty that sticks with them forever, but in the same way, you might say something amazing that's really positive that changes their outlook forever, that they believe, that they hold on to, and it makes them really impressive. Wilder has a 40-0 record, I guess 41-0. Does the draw go in the middle? Is it 41-0 or 40-0-1? I think 41-0. Anyway, but with 39 knockouts. I mean, if you don't know who he is by now, you need to know. Because in the heavyweight world, he is a fucking beast. And he's like a movie bad guy with the way that he knocks people out. I mean, it just doesn't seem real. It's like the kind of challenger that comes up against Rocky and you're just like, holy shit, this is going to be a great movie. And then, you know, Rocky's out in the woods lifting trees and stumps and, you know, running up hills and just sweating bullets and drinking 12 eggs raw and chasing a chicken around a fucking apartment building just to get ready for it. I mean, it's an unreal record. You know, think about it in this terms. 10 more fights of not losing and he's there with Mayweather. But he's doing it at heavyweight. I mean, unbelievable. And he weighs like 30, 40 pounds, 50 pounds less than the guys he's up against. Like I said, he's very chilled and it sounds like he's a real family man, which I like a lot. And for his next fight against Tyson, which is going to be the rematch to this one, it's going to be huge. It's probably going to be the biggest heavyweight fight of all time, from what I'm hearing from boxing fans. And that gets me very excited. That's really cool to get people just paying attention and back into the sport. I hate to see any great sport just like fizzle out because they don't have the athletes. And it's almost crazy that it even happened because there's always been so much money in boxing. But for that fight, he plans on gaining some weight. And it looks like that fight's going to happen March, April-ish of 2019. So stay tuned and keep your eyes out for that one. Whether he can gain some weight or not, he's not even sure. He feels like he eats a ton and you know, isn't gaining weight. I mean, maybe that's his metabolism. Not that he needs it for all this power, but probably if he could lean a bit more. I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to do with more weight. I don't know. I don't know a lot about boxing in that sense, but if you've already got the power, what is the weight going to do except slow you down? I mean, I don't know. You answer that question. If you know more about boxing than me, which you probably do, if you know anything about boxing, then I'd love to hear about why. I wish that had come across in the podcast. I wasn't really too sure why gaining more weight would help, other than if he plans on just having so much power he can launch somebody out of the ring, which would be pretty impressive too. I mean, I guess in a sense you have to say he didn't hit Tyson hard enough. But, oh my God, I don't even know how you could hit anyone more than that. So, he even said, though, which I really think is cool and shows his loyalty, that gaining weight was not even his idea. It was his team's. And he respects his team a lot. And if they come together and vote and say, look, we think you need to do this, he goes with his team. And that shows a lot of respect. You know, he's not letting his ego get ahead of him, which is important. You know, you got to stay grounded for anything in life. And, you know, when you start to like two fighters too, when you get to know them, you know, in this way, on these podcasts, in these long form conversations, it's going to be hard for me to pick a favorite. Like, I'm English, so I kind of want to go with Tyson, you know, but at the same time, I don't know. I just want to watch two great, amazing fighters do their best and just enjoy where it comes out. And I guess, you know, Joshua, the English fighter, is up to fight the winner. But if I was him, I wouldn't want to fight either of those guys. That's for sure. The big things that came across in this conversation for me that I really liked is how chilled Wilder is. You just don't see that in his little short form interviews, but he's chilled and well thought out. He cares about a lot of people around him. He wants to be the best. He trains to be the best. He showed a lot of respect for Tyson. He didn't talk shit. And it's really impressive. So definitely check out this conversation. Another great MMA one. I've been bigging up the MMA podcast for a while, but they're really starting to grow on me. They are really exceptional conversations. And if you're not huge into like the fight world, either MMA or boxing or whatever, you know, but you like Joe Rogan, check out more of these podcasts because they are quickly becoming some of my favorites. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Love you guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for downloading. We'll talk soon. Cheers.